This week's parsha, Parshas Ba'alo Yischo. After Ravid is a parsha about the Masoyis of Klal Yisrael, describing at length the Masoyis of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. And the Torah goes at length with details to describe. At the beginning it says, the Torah says, the Klal, what made the Klal Yisrael travel, when did they travel, when did they rest. Afterwards the Torah is Mayrech, to describe the way they rested and when did they started traveling. Sometimes they rested a long time and then they traveled. Sometimes they rested only a short time and they traveled right away. And the Torah is Madgish and all the Nasiyos and all their travelings, Al Pi Hashem Yisuv, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, that the Nasiyo was Al Pi Hashem. Mefarshei HaTorah, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu B'chaya, and the Rechaim HaKadosh explain why was the Torah Mayrich from Pasuk Yud Zayin all day to Pasuk Chav Gimel, seven psukim, to describe the details of all their masois. It would have been enough to say that they went Al Pi Hashem Yachnu V'Al Pi Hashem Yiso. So Ramban and the Rechaim say that the Torah is trying to describe the Shvach of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael, sometimes they weren't comfortable where they were. And they were there a long time, even though they wanted to go. They wanted to travel already. They stayed in a place and they didn't go after, they didn't over the Ratzon of Hashem. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu. Sometimes it was the opposite. That they were in a place where it was a very good place to stay. Like in Elim, where it says there was Shivim Tmarim, there was the great palm trees with dates, with springs of water. It was a Geshmaka place to be. They wanted to stay there. And Af Biken, it says over there, that they were there a short while, and still they were tired from the derech, from the way that they went. Miyad, right away when the Anan went up, they left that place and they continued with their Masa. Sometimes they came in the morning and they saw that the Anan, they came into a place in the morning and the Anan was on the Mishkan until the evening, including the evening. So they thought they're going to stay there for long term. So then they started taking apart all their packages, belongings, all their kelim. In the morning, they already had to travel. The Rechaim is Moisif, that it was no difference for Klal Yisrael if it was somewhere where they were there for a long time, that Miderech HaTeva, you already want, naturally, you want to move on to the next place. Or a place where they're there a short while, one night, and they were still tired from the Derech. It was the same exact situation for them, the same exact Matzev. They considered it the same type of, the traveling was the same, easy or hard for them. Because Al Pi Hashem Yisuv, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, their whole Ratzin was to do Ratzin Hashem, and they were makir that it was from Hashem. So that's why it was the same easiness to go, to travel after one day as much as there as for a long time, even if they were there a long time. There's a big horror in this parasha that we just saw now. Over here it says that Klal Yisrael always went according to the Ratzon Hashem, whether it was hard or easy. In the same parasha, we have the complaints of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. One time it was about the water, one time it was about the basar. Zecharnu es adoga shachalnu b'mitzrayim chinom ves hakishuim ves avatichem ves hachotzer ves habetzolim ves hashumim. They remembered all the great foods that they had and they complained they were missing this in the Midbar. What's going on over here? Mitzad Echad, we just said now that even though the Masois was a hard trip, sometimes it required a lot of, it was a tiltul aderech, membeis Masois, it wasn't easy. Short trips, short long trips, they had to stay a long time, a short time. Just thinking about it, they had their tents, they had all the metaltlin, they had all the animals, the money and the rechush that they took out of Mitzrayim. all the children, young children, the families, till there you organize your family for the trip, until you rest from the trip that you came from. The same day that they came, they had to travel again. They didn't have no manucha, no shalva. They were not relaxed. They always could be called that they might have to leave. They saw the Anan would go. And it says, Afbikan, they didn't find no complaints, even such a tsar. And the tsar of Tiltul HaDerech, of going on the way, is much harder than missing the avatichim, the melons, and the garlic, and the onions that they had in Mitzrayim that they don't have over here. The tsar of the guf and the nefesh of going on a Tiltul HaDerech, of going on the way, without knowing when you're coming and when you're going, is much harder. Moving a dira, moving an apartment, could be such a strain on a person, even once a year, never mind doing it all the time. And over here, without knowing when you're going to have to move, the tirda was a great tirda, a long tirda, and they never had complained about it. Ma'ashein came, we find over here. It says in the Torah, Mishmeres Hashem Shamra al Piyah Hashem Biyad Moshe, the end pasuk of this Masai says there was no complaints. Mashenkin over here, we find there was a lot of complaints about the food and about what they had in the Midbar, what they were missing, which they had foods that they had in Mitzrayim. So I saw a Gevaldige explanation on Sefer Yam Derech that explains that the difference is a Yisoidistik difference, there's a Yisoidistik chilek between the Masois and what they were missing in the Midbar. The Masois were all Alpi the Anon. That was the Anon, the cloud that was a simon. When the cloud went up, was a simon they had to travel. When the cloud rested upon the Mishkan and Klal Yisrael, it was a simon they should rest. They saw an open gilui of the Rabban Shem's Ratzon. When the Anon was a gilui, what the Rabban Shem wants them to do, their whole mahalach of their nesiyah or their traveling and their resting was all api tziva Hashem, what they saw with their own eyes. When you see the amuna b'chush, it's very easy for them to makayim batel ritzoincho v'pnei ritzoini. When the Rabban Shloim is kiilu traveling with us, holding our hand and taking us along the way, then a person could go through all the hardships of you, of Membe's Masois, with all the different hardships that they had, and without complaining one word. When they see the Rabban Shloim be chush mamish. Masha Enkein over here, by all the other, when they were in one place, and they didn't have a simon Hashemayim, they didn't see some kind of direct b'chush, emuna, about their tzrachim that they need or didn't have. Their hergel, they got used to it. They were there in a place and they were missing some of their needs. They forgot, kav yochel, that the Rabban Shem is leading them mamash with their hand in every step along the way. Then there's an assign of amuna when you don't see the Rabban Shem b'chush. These are things that are negated, dvarim shebashamayim, things that happened, what we have or don't have, or get or don't get, or something that happens to us, that when we don't see the Rabban Shloim b'chush, it becomes hard for us. But more so, more a person has an Nesoyin, there's a greater Nesoyin than that. When a person has a tsar that someone else caused him, when a person has a pain or someone else hurt him or was mazik him, whether it's mammon or baguf, then you need an extra person is boinenus. And an extra effort for a person to be makir that everything's from Shemayim, and the person that did it to you is only a shliach and there's no makom for complaining. The Chofetz Chaim is ma'arich about this yesoid in the Sefer Shem Olam, and he brings a tremendous raya to this yesoid. The Torah says, "V'chiru v'nanoshim," when people are gonna fight, "V'hikesh esreiu shifta yitoin v'rape yirape." So Chazal say, "Mikan shenitner shus l'roifu l'rape." It's from here you see that a doctor has a shus to be merape the person. So Chazal are bothered by what's the chiddush? The loyleima shashem henish v'ata merape. Don't say that the Rabban Shem or Rachmana was the one who made you sick, and you're healing what the Rabban Shem did to you. So the Chafetz Chaim has a gevaldige aura. What are we talking about over here? Someone else hit you b'mezid, and Chazal call it that the Rabbeinu Shem was the one who did it to you. So we see over here this darga of emunah that is needed from a person, that even when someone else does something for you, someone else hurt you, someone else was mitzar you, we have to realize it's not the person who's doing it, the Rabbeinu Shem sent him as a shliach. And the same is true when a person gets hit by someone else. The Torah is telling you that even though the Rabbeinu Shem was the one who did it to you through this person, you have reshus to go ahead and heal it, even though it was the Rabbeinu Shem who did it for us. And this needs an extra effort and understanding and amunah besides the darga. When we see the Yad Hashem, it's easy for us to follow through when we see that the Rabbeinu Shem is with us. But sometimes it's not begaloi, it's behester. Especially when someone else does something to us. We need extra special effort to be makir that's from Shamayim, that everything's from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And when we're makir that everything's from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I day that we're zoicha to atzlocha in everything we do.